Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this Friday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, no doubt, You already know it's triple W. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Y'all, it's the weekend, baby. I'm telling you, it's the day that we live for the weekend. And you know what? We couldn't be more excited because not only is it the weekend, it's All-Star Weekend. You know what? If you hadn't noticed, there are going to be lots of kids converged on Alexandria playing baseball games, and we're super excited that our team, Avoyelles American Little League, is going to be one of those teams playing in this weekend's games. We welcome all of our visitors to Alexandria, so we want to say to you that if you see people that don't quite understand the traffic circle, we've got some construction going on as you're coming into town, so please be mindful, be graceful, and you know what? Just be tolerant, because we've got people traveling in that, you know what, sometimes this city can be hard to figure out, especially that daunting travel, that daunting circle there, you know, that traffic circle there. You see so many accidents. The roundabout is what the GPS calls it. So they're looking at this roundabout and trying to figure it out. So please be mindful and show some real, real hospitality to all those folks and all those kids that are going to be traveling in and eating in our restaurants, and show them some real love. So we're super excited about that. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend, and lots of people, lots of sports, lots of baseball, lots of good baseball. So we're excited about that. But what we're more excited about this morning is real women, real talk. It is going to be some real hot conversation this morning. But you know what? Not only is it going to be hot, it's going to be real, it's going to be good, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be absolutely awe-inspiring. So you'll want to stay on point for the ladies that we've got coming up, talking about issues that we all face every day and hearing how we can do better at handling these situations. Because sometimes, you know, ladies, it's good to just know that you're not alone, that there's somebody else going through those things that you're going through. And so that helps us to, you know, to just build and to just stay. And you know, you guys hear me talk about seasons all the time. Well, you have to know that you know that you know that you're still in your season, but you also got to know that you know that you know that your season is over. And I know that I know that I know that I know that it's tough. It's tough. But when you really, really hear the voice of God, you'll know when you should do what. And those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about this morning. It is going to be an incredible, fun, serious, fun, and then serious, but lots of fun, fun conversation. Stay with us. Stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be back right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. McDonald's of Alexandria owner, Glenda Stout.
We thank you, Glenda, for all that you do for the community, for what you do for On Point.
We appreciate you and our community. You know, it's great. We're blessed in so many ways to have great forums and great outlets, but to have this one that's designed the way it is, to speak to the heart of women who sometimes do not have the confidence or self-esteem or the drive or the know-how or the wherewithal. And I think you give a lot of encouragement. I hear so many people talk about if when I'm on your show and I see them then passing in the grocery store, you know. So it's very gratifying to have someone like yourself who is so engaged and committed and very loyal to the mission that you're doing. And I know there's sacrifices that you and your family are making to bring this to life.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the OPT Network. It's Friday, July 20th. And it's 7:44 a.m. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you every single day to make sure you're on the right financial path. And you do that with Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa Fields serves Rapides Parish. And let me tell you something. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are always on point to serve you, to answer questions, and to just be there for you. Here's the number to phone. It's 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, I talked about, before we went to break, real women, real talk, real issues, real conversation. And let me just say, before I introduce our panel this morning, it is our mission, and I was saying to the ladies this morning, to share this panel with all of you. And so if you get a call from our producer that says, can you come in for Girl Talk? It's just because God has placed you on our hearts and we feel like you've got a word in season for all of those people listening. So let me just say on behalf of our team, we're honored. We're honored whenever we can get a group of women together to just share their life, their love, because each of you just emanates love and your journey. So with that said, I want to introduce this morning Carrie Broussard. Carrie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you. Teresa Bowie, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. And Lisa Robinson. My long lost Lisa Robinson. Where have you been, sister? Good morning.
Floating in the atmosphere. Good morning, darling.
Floating in the atmosphere. Well, I want to get right on point, and I want to start with this because this has really come on our radar. And Carrie, I want to start with you. First of all, I want to talk about how you deal with hurt feelings, but not just hurt feelings anywhere, hurt feelings in the workplace. How have you dealt with that?
Well, I would say for me, how I've dealt with hurt feelings in the workplace has been very similar probably to how I deal with them in my personal life. So initially, I go silent.
Wow.
Absolutely silent. And honestly, it takes me a little bit to get through that. And usually there's like just this deep thinking about what did I do to cause that.
Uh-huh.
You know, what have I done to warrant what was said that was or done that was hurtful?
So do you internalize that? Do you internalize that like you were the reason why? Do you blame yourself for those feelings being hurt?
I do, and I try to find a reason for it. Like I definitely try to figure out what I did to cause that to happen because mm-hmm. you know. I'm someone who tend to take a lot of responsibility for myself and probably a little bit too much responsibility for others at times.
Wow.
So I definitely try to figure out what it is that I did and what I can do different to make it better and not let it happen again.
Okay. And so, Teresa, for you, how do you deal with hurt feelings in the workplace?
I'm a lot like Carrie. I'm going to go silent at first, but I'm going to look at I know exactly why my feelings are hurt.
You do know why your feelings
are hurt. I know why my feelings are hurt. I'm probably not going to internalize it.
You're
but
not?
I am going to be quiet.
Wow.
And I'm just going to analyze the situation. Sometimes there are situations that, you know, I can just remove myself from it and I can get over it. But then there are times that I kind of harbor it for a while. And then that silence, sometimes it's not good because it can give distance between you and the person.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I'll kind of weigh out the issues and I may address it and mm-hmm. then I may just let it go.
I like what you said in the beginning. I know why my feelings are hurt. So are you really one of those people that's really in tune with yourself that you know when you've been hurt?
Yeah, I see it straight on. As soon as it happens, I'm like, oh, okay. It's like an eye-opener, like, especially because we don't hurt ourselves. Mm-hmm. Someone has done something or mm-hmm. said something.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's done or said immediately, I don't address it right then because, you know, I'm in this transformation stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to confront.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll process it. I'll deal with it. I'll wait. I'll think about it. But I know exactly what the reason is.
At some point, though, will you confront?
Depending on how severe it hurt me.
Wow.
If it's one of those situations where I'm crying and I can't sleep, yeah, I'm going to have to. Because that's just damaging me
mm-hmm.
even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you hold those feelings and you don't address it and you just kind of let it fester, that's really damaging you.
Right.
And not, you know, the person is not going to feel it.
Right.
So you have to do what you have to do for you. For sometimes for me, it's just letting it go. And then sometimes I need to let you know, this is why I feel the way that I do, or this is why I've been so silent or so withdrawn.
Mm-hmm. When that comes out, though, how does that come out? Does that come out in a warm way, or does that come out with an angry way?
See, that's the reason for waiting.
Okay.
That's the reason for just processing it mm-hmm. so that it doesn't come out. You know, so you have to take yourself back.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to come across as I'm angry because that's just not good for anybody.
Uh-huh.
So it'll come out in a nice tone, you know, just letting you know this
right.
is what happened.
Right.
With hopes that you'll be receptive to that and we can resolve.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because the worst thing somebody wants is when you get your feelings hurt and you confront it
mm-hmm.
and you tell someone and they have no idea what you're talking about
mm-hmm.
or it's, I didn't do it, or it's,
uh-huh.
you know, justification. Well, no, this is why that's the last thing you want.
Good. So, Lisa, for you, how do you process things when you get your feelings hurt?
Well, I think we basically kind of feel the same. If my feelings are hurt,
mm-hmm.
there is something I've seen already that is clear to me, that has offended me. I'm clear on what it is, and I know I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel you've done something to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm really hurt, someone has done something to me.
And so when we really feel hurt, though, the justification, you know, could there be a way that there could be a miscommunication? Because I sense in the spirit realm that a lot of people, as you said, Teresa, are in transition. And sometimes in transition, hurt happens. And so are there times of justification when your feelings are hurt?
I think there are times. Let's say if someone is grieving
mm-hmm.
and you get a certain response from them. Well, you kind of see where that is justified.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really directed at you. They basically would have done the same thing to anyone.
Right.
It's not a personal thing.
Right.
So then my feelings really wouldn't be hurt. It might, you know, might kind of bite you a little bit.
Right.
But you can kind of see where it's coming from.
And I really wanted to start with that because I think that, especially for women,
mm-hmm.
we handle hurts differently from our male counterparts. And I believe that people are in transition, and we called it a few weeks ago the shift. And in that, I think there is a lot happening, Carrie, because I know that you are in transition and you are in that time of seasons changing, and sometimes that can be challenging. And so how have you gone from the season you were in to the season that you're now in, Carrie?
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. I mean, and I can say, like, you know, in a transition, I definitely know that I'm a little more, I guess what I would say, fragile.
Your feelings, your feelings get hurt a little bit more easily?
They do, and I also know, you know, I recognize, too, that usually if your feelings are hurt, it is because there's something going on and that you allowed it. And so I don't believe that it's...
Wait a minute. Back up a couple of ticks. You think that you allowed it?
Yes, I think that we choose. I definitely think that we choose what hurts our feelings and what doesn't.
Hmm.
And so I think that... And it kind of goes back to, I think, what maybe Lisa was saying, that right away you know why it is that your feelings were hurt.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually because there's something, like, you know, for me, maybe it's that I want to be a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said something to me, my feelings got hurt, but it was more because I thought I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do or that I didn't have their approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like I really believe, like, we can choose to not have our feelings hurt.
Hmm.
I do believe that. And so in transition, I definitely think that I'm a little more fragile.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, one, I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm handling a season of transition the way I handle everything. I know that this is a space in time, and it's a very short moment when compared to the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe that, you know, God is going to take this time, help me to transition. He's going to take care of it.
So right.
Finally, I'm at the space of letting go. But my goodness, every time there's a transition, getting to that place is a process.
It is. And I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this, ladies, because we pray for the transition. We pray, God, move me, move me, move me. God, open the door.
Yeah.
Expand my territory. God, do it, do it, do it. And then once he does it, there's some challenges over there, Teresa.
Yes, ma'am. As I was sharing with you earlier, Miss Collette, I pray for God to expand my territory.
Please don't call me Miss. I'm not that much older. I know I'm old, but I'm not that much older.
So when I asked God to expand my territory, and then I got a phone call like, you need to fly out to New York.
Wow.
By yourself.
That's some expansion, huh?
from Alexandria, Louisiana to New York by yourself. I'm like, Lord.
I said that I wanted my expansion.
Just 2 days ago, I was standing in the middle of Times Square, and I'm looking up like the tourist that I was at the time. And I was just in awe. I couldn't see the sky very well because I wanted to look into the clouds.
Have you ever seen buildings? You want to look
and
in the clouds?
And I couldn't see the clouds.
Have you ever seen buildings that tall in your life?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the Trump building, and I literally had to go all the way back to see it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, God, you did expand it.
You did this.
You did. And then I got over it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, can I just go back home? Can I just go back to Alexandria? This is a bit much for me right now. But no, seriously, when you're ready for him and you ask, you really have to be ready to receive. And that doesn't mean the way we want it to come, but you just have to be willing to obey.
Let me just get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that expansion. We're going to talk about that transition from one season to the incredible next season. And are we really prepared? And should we be getting prepared right now for the next thing? You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
What the future's, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chili. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply, for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. And remember, as we are rapidly approaching back to school, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has school loans to help every parent to get ready to buy school supplies, to buy uniforms, to buy shoes, whatever you need to help your kids get started to back to school. They've got a loan, a low interest loan that will help you. I mean, the interest is so low, it's like no interest at all. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 and you need to make just one stop, Davis One Stop. Yes, 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 we love Davis One Stop. And also McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're trying to figure out what's for lunch, McDonald's. But if you're just joining us for breakfast and you're sitting at your office, we're having some real talk with real women on real issues that concern many of us. I'm joined by Carrie Broussard, Teresa Bowie, and Lisa Robinson. And before we went to break, we were talking about transition. And during the break, we were talking about how we all handle transition. And each person here is in transition, but I believe that each person listening is in transition. And Teresa, I want you to pick up where you left off, and I want you to talk about how challenging it was for you before you came into your new season. That point when you said, okay, my season is over at my job.
I was in the season of what my pastor Derek calls the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And in the waiting room, that's the most critical part of your transition, because you've seen the vision. You know where you're going, you just have to wait on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of prayer, it was a lot of fasting, but it was really, really hard because I knew what God had for me, but that wasn't what my situation was reflecting.
Right.
So you see your situation and you're in it. So on one hand, I'm like, Lord, okay.
But you're at your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're at your job, but you have this really growing sort of discomfort that you know
mm-hmm.
that it's a wrap. You're done.
Yeah.
But you're waiting for the manifestation of that, and then that moment happens. Then what? That morning,
That day, I heard the voice that said, move on, the season has passed. And
how did you know?
My spirit just knew. When you align yourself, if you allow your spirit to align with God's voice,
mm-hmm.
if you allow yourself to be a sheep, you'll hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know. And I knew. And I didn't have a fallback plan. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew if I didn't move then, all hell was going to break loose.
That Monday morning?
I had to go.
All right. And so you hear that voice. Like, so are you sitting at your desk and you hear the voice? Or, you know, how does that happen?
I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm just really weak this morning. That morning I was so weak spiritually.
Mm.
And I heard the voice, and it was like a weight had lifted off of me.
Wow.
And I left, and I felt so good.
But wait, before you left, what happened after you hear the voice? You call your husband?
I called my husband, and I said, God said it's time to move. And that was my confirmation. Because for a woman to call a husband and say, I'm quitting my job, it's uh-huh. like, no, you're not.
Like, yeah, no. you mean, baby?
You better work it out.
What'd you say, Lisa?
You better take a couple vacation days, honey. And, you know,
figure this out. Lisa, go to lunch and pray through.
You're going to figure this out Monday morning. It's not going to happen, you know. And this is what I was waiting for. I'm like, I know what God said, but I'm going to call
Lisa,
this man.
Lisa, you're nuts.
I knew I was going to call my husband, and I'm thinking in my head, uh-huh. I know what God said, but I'm going to call this man, uh-huh. and he's going to say, no, uh-huh. no, that's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
He's going to remind me of all of the reasons that it can't happen.
And our plan.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah, remember what we said now. So,
but he doesn't do any of that.
He didn't do any of that.
Man of God.
So solemn. He said, okay.
Oh, Lord.
And yeah.
My ears are hot. I got to make my ears.
And I was quiet.
He said, okay.
And I'm like, okay. He said, yeah. If God told it, you know, if God said it, what can I say?
Uh-huh.
I can't say anything. You know, if God said it, he's going to carry us.
Uh-huh.
I packed that office up so fast, wrapped them boxes up. I loaded the truck, and, you know, everybody wanted to say, well, goodbye, and what's next? I'm like, I don't know what's next.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. I know I got to get out of here.
Teresa. And so you say, let's roll, baby. Let's
yeah.
roll.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, are you not afraid at that moment? Because now you have said goodbye to that automatic draft or that two-week check or that one-week check. You know what I'm saying? Had you thought about...
Oh, no, I was praising. I was like, oh, it's good. I'm thinking, like, the next check gonna come in. Life is great. The refrigerator is full. The bills are paid.
Uh-huh.
All is well.
Uh-huh.
And then the month rolled by. and then 2 months rolled by. And then the savings started to dwindle down. Then
Lord
4 months
knows,
rolled
not,
by.
We're not laughing, but I mean,
that's real.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it feels
Jesus.
Good when you first do it and it looks uh-huh. good. And, you know, it's like everything is wonderful. Lord.
So, what month are we on now, Teresa?
We're on 4.5 months.
Oh, Lord.
And my Jesus. Husband is looking at me like, what? Well, you said God gonna show up, and I believe God is gonna show up.
Uh-huh.
But we down to one pack of meat, so I don't. You know, we eating grits and eggs at night. I don't know. And I'm like, but he's coming, and that is. Very
are you scared though?
Critical.
Are you at month three? When you start to see things sort of winding down, are you getting a little scared? Look, I don't want to use scared because we know he's not the author of fear, but are you getting a little concerned?
I am. I really, honestly, I felt like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, God, this is what you told me to do.
Right, and I heard you, and I know that I heard you.
But you see my situation.
Right.
You gotta show up.
Wow.
I'm begging you to show up. And that's what's so important. And that's what got me over. Because even when it got so bad and so hard, I still praised him. And I thanked
wow.
him for the vision. And I stay focused on the vision.
And so you were still saying, God, I thank you. I mm-hmm. thank you because I know that I know that I know mm-hmm. what you showed me.
I was in tears. I was scared, but I was still saying thank you. Because I could have just said, you know what, forget this. I know the vision, but the vision ain't coming fast enough, so I'm just going to go.
I got to do something
else. Yeah.
I got to get me because
mm-hmm.
you're not getting me quick right. enough. And isn't that the thing, Lisa, about God, that it's not in our time? You know, it's not in our time. And so how do we wait?
Well, I think with me.
Get a little closer for me.
You know, I'm in transition.
Yes.
So we're at 6 months of transition.
So when you hear Teresa's story of transition, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm really proud of her. I'm very proud of her. Mm-hmm. I really think. With my transition, we had a layoff,
mm-hmm.
but I was going in every day, and I really was beginning to feel some things, like, do I really want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And deep down, I really didn't want to, but, you know, I wanted that money, though.
Right.
I was going to come and put up with whatever, be there, you know. Just,
right.
It was kind of getting to be a really
different thing. Even though it was icky, you need that income.
Right. I needed the income. I enjoyed the people I worked around. The employers were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But the type of thing, I was teaching a class on building their careers, different things that would come in, a different group of people. Met some wonderful people, but they had a lot of sadness.
Mm.
And I think I was picking up on the sadness. So really wasn't working for me, but I was going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to take the courage, I think, to step out and say, you know, I'm going to have to put this down and let this go and try something else. And I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did, you start talking about the hurt feelings, I had never gone to an interview and not gotten a job.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if I interviewed, I'd get the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Started interviewing, I wasn't getting the jobs. Mm-hmm. That kind of hurt my feelings. So then who was I going to tell?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have it. So I went to my old supervisor. I started venting to him. He said, Lisa, you know, you're too good. You're going to be somewhere. You're going to end up somewhere. You're too good.
Right.
And one of your members from your church said something to me. She said, Lisa, I think you're going to have to do your own thing.
Mm.
It's going to be something that you do. She said, nobody's ever really going to be able to appreciate you. She was so sweet. She said, they're not really going to be able to appreciate you. You're going to have to do something on your own.
Hold that thought, because mm-hmm. that's powerful. Let me get a quick break here. This is real stuff, real to real, real women, real issues, real life conversation. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Sometimes I wonder, do you even recognize the woman that's standing in front of you? Listen, sometimes I wonder, do you even care or realize why I took care of you? 'Cause you're my heart, you are my soul, you're my other half. Without you, I cannot be whole, baby. So far apart, I just don't know what your words of heart in the first place. Now I know, baby, why these tears I cry sure won't be the last. It will not be the last, no. 'Cause this pain inside never seems to pass. It never
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. He said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle and his team in Avoyelles Parish. The number is 318-346-6695. Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. If you're just joining us, we're having just a real conversation in the lives of everyday women and the things that we go through. And you know what? The whole mission of these conversations are to encourage you. And before we went to break, Lisa, we were talking about that transition and those rough places and being there and being in that moment. And you said something powerful. You said that there was a friend or an acquaintance along the way that said, you might have to do something on your own. And I believe that a lot of women are there where we go into the workplace and we have to play small so that we don't hurt anybody's feelings or so that other people won't say she's arrogant or she's too overconfident or she thinks she's all that. So we really play small. And I said that to a girl the other day. I said, I think that maybe there's something that God wants for you to do. And so when she said that to you, you thought and felt what?
I felt it was true. I knew that deep within me that there was something and that I have probably outgrown my typical place. My territory has expanded. And
even though it doesn't look like it in the natural,
right,
but it really has in the supernatural.
Right. And I really believe that, that there was truth to it. I could really bear my spirit bore witness to what you said. I knew it was true.
And so we were talking about reflecting and reflecting on life. Carrie, for you, where are you at in that place of reflection right now? You've moved from what you knew. You've moved from the place that was comfortable into an expansion of your territory that is probably not so comfortable because it's not familiar. Where are you at in that reflection process?
Well, you know, I would say it probably depends on the day right now.
Honestly. Where are you today?
Today I'm good. Uh-huh. So, I mean, but I do think, like, you know, I think initially, you know, I've had a lot of just struggles in that questioning. I'm not in the questioning space anymore. I'm definitely at this place where I know, like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is an expansion process. And it's going to be uncomfortable for a while. And even though I know that just because I can't see things changing immediately to a more comfortable space, that doesn't mean that God's not here working and moving mm-hmm. and shifting things for me all the time.
Shifting.
And so I trust that.
Mm-hmm.
I trust that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what matters. As long as I trust that, I'm okay.
Absolutely. And so, Teresa and Lisa, you know, Lisa, you and I really have been talking about reflection. Mm-hmm. I want you to share some of those reflections, because I think that a lot of people are reflecting right now. Right. And sometimes reflection can be tough.
Yes.
So let's talk about your reflections.
Well, I think I just had my 49th birthday. We've shared that.
Mm-hmm.
49th birthday. And you start to look at life, and I started looking at family members, and I just lost my grandfather, who was 100 years old.
Praise the Lord. 100 years old.
100 years old. Lived a wonderful life, had a beautiful passing, passed away beautifully. But I started to reflect on his life and what he had meant to me in my lifetime. Then I thought about my father. Then I think about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I say, oh, my God, I see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can look in the mirror and I see my father.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see different people
mm-hmm.
when you look in the mirror, in a sense of who I have become and where I've been. I really look at life in the sense of what I've believed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what have I told people? What is the message that I really bring to people? How do I really feel about God? What do I really think about the Word of God? What is the message that I want to bring to them
mm-hmm.
about Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can read scripture, but then how am I really applying it to my life, mm-hmm. and what do they see?
Right. How you living?
Right. How do I really live before people? Do I really make them want God?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start to really reflect on that, because, you know, you got to lead this party sometime. I always
right.
had a friend who said, you have to lead this party. You got to
right.
go.
Right.
You know, I want to know, what am I going to leave? What is my legacy
mm-hmm.
going to be when I leave?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been blessed to have been a part of some wonderful things
mm-hmm.
and have touched some lives, and I think I've made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But when I finish my course, I want to finish my course. I want the course that was set before me. I want to know that I finished it, that I didn't miss any part. I don't want to miss a part of it.
Right. I don't either.
Not one part. I don't want any regrets.
And so for a lot of women, I think that what you have done is really quantified maybe what many of us are thinking about. And we try to say it on the show every morning, possibility. And not only possibility, but the gifts and talents that lie within each of us.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to leave this life. And that's why people who are listening this morning, that's why I say it so much. I'm saying it for you. I'm saying it for me. Because I don't want to leave this life having left anything on the table. And then you look at the great people that have been through this show, people like Bishop Jakes mm-hmm. and Maya Angelou. It seems like as we were chronicling his life, you know, he's not just gifted in the ministry, he's gifted in so many areas, and he's one gift is built on the next gift and the next and the next.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you see him get all of those things out. And so what we're trying to say is, don't leave anything on the table.
Right.
And Teresa, you have an interesting perspective about how you deal with your life reflections and how you journal and how you really process that. I want you to talk about, you know, that journey of just reflecting and looking back and looking forward and looking at, you know, the next thing.
Well, like,
if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like Lisa just celebrated a birthday. I just celebrated my 30th birthday.
Right.
And so at 30, for a woman, that's like, mm-hmm. that's that point of, where am I and where do I want to go and how mm-hmm. am I going to get there?
Ooh, that's good.
And so now in life, my reflective point is, like she said, creating that foundation,
mm-hmm.
and setting those, make, you know, setting up that legacy. And I do journal a lot, and I try to write quotes that inspires me and inspires other people, because I think as women, we go through a lot of the same
things, mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Right.
At the same points in life.
That's right.
And so
at those milestone markers, you know, the 20, the 30, the right. 40, the 50.
So in journaling, I write things. If I write it down, it speaks to my heart.
Wow.
It's coming from the heart. It's like my spirit is able to pour itself out. And I really, that's really good. Do believe that you really do have to, you live your eulogy.
That's powerful.
What you do, what mm-hmm. you say, and the people that you impact is your eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So in journaling, I came up with, my eulogy is being written. I'm not concerned with how many people have great things to say about me. I'm striving to have done great things for many people.
Wow.
Things you say will determine what people say about you, but things you do will reflect what people know about you.
Mm.
Your life should manifest great deeds so that your death doesn't end them.
Ooh. I mean, we got to take a break there. That is the deep thought for the morning. I got to get you to repeat that when we come back at some point during the show. That is powerful. And I believe that that sums it up for life and the life that we all live and that we all lead. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center clarity, peace, serenity.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.
Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. That's LACBT. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. If you're just joining us this morning, what an impactful conversation that we are having. You know what? We're joined by Carrie Broussard, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, Teresa Bowie, and Lisa Robinson. Ladies, just an incredible conversation. And I think that when we begin to share with each other our hurts, our disappointments, even our triumphs, you know, Teresa and Carrie getting their new jobs and transitioning in that way, Lisa in her own transition, and even myself in transition, I think that no matter where you are, you're always transitioning and you're always moving, or you should be. And Carrie, you said, you know, as you were transitioning into your new job, living in New Orleans, one of the toughest things that you faced is not knowing everything on the new job. I want you to talk about that because somebody's dealing with that very same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was in my last job for probably, 6 years and really, knew all the details of every issue. Anything that came up, I knew it like the back of my hand.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm finding is, like, the hardest thing for me, in the new space is just not having that background, not having that knowledge and wanting to know it all. And, on the break, we were talking a little bit about this, and I think it's absolutely, it has to do with pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always taken pride in my work, my jobs, having a career, being a career woman has always been really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved, that I've known things and known how to react or make that next step. And, to feel like that's lost right now has really been like the biggest challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a handicap almost.
Mm-hmm.
I said that
during the break, isn't that need for perfection? And how do we start to not get by it, but deal with it where it doesn't beat us down so much, Lisa?
I guess I had to kind of come to the place seriously, on a serious note, that God is creating a woman. Mm-hmm. There's a woman that God is trying to create. I may have a vision of what she is in my head,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, my thoughts are not his thoughts.
For sure.
So I have to relax in that. That mm-hmm. he is creating a woman, and I may not realize what that woman is going to be like, but he knows what he's trying to develop, and I have to just relax and trust in that.
That's powerful.
And let him create.
That's powerful. And then we were talking about, during the break, women not trusting each other enough. How can we get better at that, especially the younger generation, Teresa? Because I think if we start with younger women, it will create sort of an escalator type effect where we'll move it up. If we start down, we can move it up. If we start at younger ages, then it'll spread.
I think women, we have a hard time trusting because we've been damaged so much.
Mm.
We've been broken and we've been let down. And
by each other?
By each other. We have not been able to congratulate. We have not been able to empower or to inspire. But now I see a shift in that. And I think that it's very important to start creating that foundation of lifting each other up so that we can trust and being transparent.
But wait, let me ask you this, though. Okay, you said something real powerful. We've been damaged. We've been broken. The trusts have been broken. And so now when someone comes along or we start this movement of empowerment, how can you trust it?
By being transparent.
Okay.
I think transparency is very important because if I share with you my brokenness mm-hmm. and then you share with me your brokenness,
mm-hmm.
then we're bonded. And when we feel that we have something in common with another woman or we feel connected because we can relate to each other,
mm-hmm.
that trust factor becomes a bit more closer because now I don't feel like I'm in this alone.
Right.
And, you know, when you if you can be transparent and not make it look like everything is perfect and everything is good, because if I come to
right.
you and you're broken and I'm and everything is good in my life, well, you're going to draw back because you can't relate to me
mm-hmm.
and you may not trust me. But if we're transparent with each other, then we can inspire and empower each other.
Right. So what you're saying is that one woman sharing her hurts, her disappointments with the other
yeah.
and saying, just because I got on the right hair, the right makeup, the right outfit, I'm still very much broken as well, or have been broken and am coming from that. But Lisa, is that enough? Is that enough to start a movement of women trusting each other?
Well, you know, I was listening. I find that with young women, I think they are more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they are, but I think what we could, well, no, because I'm older than both of you.
Well, but I'm just right there with you. I'm middle-aged as well. I'm 44.
So, you know, we kind of had that. We came from the era of
don't tell your
don't
business.
Speak on such
That's thing. Right.
Yeah, don't, you're right. Don't tell your
I
business.
I don't care don't what's going on in here. You put you prop yourself up and you go out.
You don't talk about your husband.
That's
you
right.
About your, you don't talk
That's
about
right.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Young women, though, are so transparent.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I think we need to encourage that in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll see a whole another breed of women, because if we don't, I realize now, I say, you know, I wonder why my mother didn't talk about such and such.
Right.
Instead of going on, you know, why didn't she talk about that? You know, why didn't they talk about menopause?
Right.
Why didn't they tell the truth about how they felt mm-hmm. during menopause?
Mm-hmm. You know, right.
Why didn't they talk about
and the and then and then and then when you hold it in, it becomes a cancer that right. eats away at you. And we were talking about it yesterday with Nyla. You become sick, but you become sick because the secrets have made you sick.
Right.
And you're only Uncle New, to use a newism, he would say you're only as sick as your secrets.
Right.
And then it causes other things. But Carrie, we've talked about this a lot because all of us in this room have shared on certain levels of what we've been going through. But we talk about that trust issue, Carrie. And for you, is how are you with that trust issue with women? How are you personally?
Well,
you know, I feel like there are always women I come in contact, and I feel like I instantly know if I'm deeply connected to that woman and whether or not they can be trusted. And I'm telling you, you know, I think this is probably something I struggle with, because I could probably name those few people on one hand.
Right.
And so I think, you know, subsequently, generally, I'm a very private person, and, you know, I'm, you know, mid-30s. And I find sometimes, you know, with people who are my age, like, I find them being very more open and honest, and I'm like, wow, I would never tell that. Like, you know, so I'm gonna fall in line with where y'all are. Like, we don't talk about your husband, your kids, your family. Don't tell anybody that. I very much fall in line there. I do think it's because we've been burnt at times or been hurt. And I think that the trust is critical. But, you know, I was thinking about what Lisa was saying, I think, a few minutes ago about, you know, the connection through weaknesses or through the hurts that we've had. You know, the scripture says that, you know, in our weakness, he is strong.
That's right.
And so it almost kind of applies here, too, is that there's a greater opportunity for us if we just stop pretending like we're strong and stop pretending like we have it all together and just accept for 1 second that we're just not, and nobody is.
Exactly.
Maybe there's a great opportunity for connection there.
Now, I want to throw this out, and whoever will can catch it. I want to pose this question. Who is the keeper? Who is the arbiter, I guess? Who is orchestrating us keeping these secrets? Are they the men or the mothers?
The men or the mothers?
The men in our lives or the mothers or the elder women in our lives?
I think it's the elder women.
Do you?
I think it's
Lisa,
the mothers.
They're torn. What do you think, Lisa?
I think we're more apt to keep secrets because of the men.
Okay, tell me why.
In our lives. We're always taught to uphold the man. You're going to uphold him. He's the head of the household. You know, you have your fathers. That would include fathers, your pastors a lot of times. Husbands. But you did get it from an older woman. That's true. But you're right there with that man, though. I think there are a lot of things. You're not only going to keep your secrets, you're going to keep his.
Ain't that the truth? But Teresa's chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
But it's like you said, though. You learned it. That's you learned how to be a mother. You learned how to be a wife. You learned how to be a woman from your mother and your grandmother.
That's
and
true.
Mama and grandma, I don't care what you go to them with. If you go and say, I'm having marital problems. Well, baby, I went through, and then she starts spilling out. Your daddy, your grandfather were never home. Right. I know what's
going to
leave my house, you know, he got three babies on me, but I'm not going to leave my house, you know, and you're like, what? And so you're not going through nothing near that. You're not going through anything close to that. So you're like, your stuff becomes peanuts compared to grandma. And you're like, oh, Lord, I got
At least he don't have three babies.
So, Carrie, what do you think? Do you think it's the man or do you think it's the elder women? Is this cultural, you think? Do you think it's cultural? Do you think
it's bad if we say
it? No, I mean, do black people, we deal differently than other races? How do white people deal with that, Carrie?
Shoot, you know, I don't know. I mean, if y'all
start thinking, do you really want to?
I might start thinking I'm over there with y'all. I don't know. I feel like it's the mothers. I mean, I think it's kind of the whole older, like, way of quietly handling your family business that gets passed down. And I think, you know, even if you say it's the man, that man still had a mother. And you learn it from somewhere, you know. I really believe it's a generational thing, probably.
And you
have passed down.
And you know what, Carrie? There's no right or wrong answers, because you know what? Even though we come from different ethnic backgrounds, I have believed that we are, and I'll use Maya Angelou's quote because it's so appropriate. We are more alike than we are different. And that's why I consider that we're all sisters. Let me get a quick break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had, so I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
We're back, everybody, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, the number in Bunkie is 318-346-2540, and in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. The number is 318-443-5741, and Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest safety messages, please log on to www.beresponsible.com. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation, only one of many that we need to have. And this is how I want to really quantify all that we've said and all that we are really sharing this morning, because I believe that it is about women coming together, learning to empower each other, learning to be happy for each other. But everybody had the same sentiment during the break. It has to do with trust. And Lisa, I love the analogy that you gave about when I said what Maya Angelou said, we're more alike than we are unalike. And you said what about that, the way that we flow?
If you look at nature and the way things are done naturally, women with menstrual cycles.
That's right.
If they're in the same workplace, they live in the same house, they tend to flow at the exact same time.
Yep.
You look at women that breastfeed. If one baby cries, the breast doesn't distinguish which baby it is. It's
That's
just
right.
either in the breast, everyone will, the milk will let down. And so we're so alike naturally, and we flow in harmony in nature, that surely there's more going on that we don't necessarily see. But I believe spiritually we always feel each other. We know each other. And I think every woman knows the other woman. You know her.
You
because
know
we're all a part because we are her.
Wow.
We are the other woman.
Wow, that is beautiful. And so, Teresa, being from that younger generation, and we talked about some other things that we know. You know when a woman is looking at your man. You know when a woman's intentions are not right.
Right.
How do we break that cycle?
I think it's being confident with yourself, because you're going to know the way another woman thinks because you know how you have thought. If that may not be where you are now, you know where you were. At some point.
But do we forget what we forgot?
Sometimes we do.
Especially when we get saved and sanctified.
Yeah, and then we don't remember any of that life.
Right.
That went away. I'm this new person, and I don't remember who I used to be.
Right.
But you have to.
Right.
So you have to remember that everybody is not at the place that you are.
Right.
And the way that you got there, they have to go through something, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be confident enough with yourself to recognize, but let it be. Pray on that. Let that person get to where you are the way that God is going to lead them, you know, and not be so judgmental. And so sometimes we can put a wall up, women. We can put a wall up, and we can put our hand out like, I don't want nobody coming in this sphere of me. And other women pick up on that. So when you put that wall around you, then this saved and sanctified person that you think you are, you're really not, because no one is going to draw to you, and no one's going to come to you.
I got
because
chills
you have
on my
a
leg.
Wall up.
Wow.
Because I am who I am, but I don't want to remember that. I just want to be who I am right now in this moment. And I like what Steve Harvey, I always quote what he said. He said, I was who I was, and I am who I am, and I'm okay with both of them.
Wow.
And that's how I feel now. Like, I have a past, and
powerful.
I was who I was, but God has used me and transformed me, and every day is a journey. And you are always evolving and learning and transforming. But never forget where you came from and who you once were. And if you keep that in the back of your mind, then you become humble.
Right.
You're not arrogant. You become humble because it took some things for you to get here.
Absolutely.
So if we can carry the next woman and say, come on, sister, because it took some things for me to get where I'm at. So I'm going to carry you. And we're going to go through this process together.
Right. Powerful.
It makes it easier.
And Carrie, you and I have had this conversation a lot because I'm a complimenter, and I'm an encourager by nature. That's who God built me to be. And that's how Lisa and I met. I mean, you know, just talking about how beautiful I thought she was. And Carrie, when I see Carrie, she's fit. She's she's just as cute as a button, just like Teresa. And so instinctively, when you walk into a room, you've got that swag and that air. How do you not make yourself small to be who you are and not, you know, not draw those haters or offend anybody? Is there a way to do that for you, Carrie?
Well, I mean, this might be, you know, my life struggle, but I think that God is getting me there. And it, to me, it's really about the power of vulnerability and just recognizing that, you know, I pray that God will help me come across, like, just be appear open and warm to people. And that's something that I don't know how to actively do on my own. So I'm trusting that God will help me to be that in those spaces.
Wow.
Because I don't know what that means, because all I know is who I am. And I don't know how to just change that to be somebody I'm not. So I just keep praying that God will help me to be vulnerable in those spaces and that other people can see who I really am, aside from what they see.
Go ahead, Teresa. Teresa's she's chomping at the bit.
I think that if you walk in love and not in self, your light is going to shine, because God gave us a light to shine among men.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk in self, people gonna pick up on that, and that's when you get the haters, and then you know,
oh, that's
who does
good.
She think she is?
Where does all that wisdom come from out of you, little girl?
God, I'm God. But if you walk in love and not in self, then that light is going to shine for His glory, and people not even going to see you.
Mm.
They just see who you are in Him.
Oh, that's powerful. And so what's your deep thought? That can bring haters, too,
then you give them back. You go on and give them back to God. You don't even worry about that, because you're going to get it. God, you know, Jesus had haters.
Right.
So you just go ahead and give them back, and you walk in love. And if they got an issue with you because of your light that shines in His glory, then it's not you that they have an issue with. It's Him and His works. So they got to deal with God.
Wow. And so, Lisa, what's your last 30-second thought for the morning? This has been the quickest, most fun part of my morning. What's God laying on your heart right now?
Just go out and empower other women. Just you be what you're going to, you be real.
Mm-hmm.
Be real, be honest, be loving, be true to them. Just build them up. Build women up wherever you can, regardless of what state they're in, you know, where God has brought you to. And you just go in and you build them up. I believe we can build everybody. I always say, leave people better than you found.
I love it. You know what? We're going to have to leave it there. But I want to thank Carrie Broussard. Carrie, I know that you're in New Orleans. You're busy. I want to thank you for joining us. Teresa Bowie.
Thank you.
Lisa Robinson, you have all been so godly, insightful this morning. And I know that you have changed and really shaped somebody's thinking this morning. And that's what it's all about. We're going to continue to empower people. We're going to continue to encourage people. And we're going to continue to uplift. So you know what? It's like the commercial says, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Because you know what? We all need to be the change that we want to see in the world. And change starts with you, and it starts with me. One day, one kind act. Find some sister today and just tell her, you know, you look great. Find something to encourage somebody about. If you've never done it, just do it and see how good it makes you feel. But as good as it makes you feel, it's going to make that other person feel better. I want to thank you all for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Before we change and sign off, we want to say a very, very happy anniversary, happy 12th year anniversary to Anthony and Sylvia Eli. May God continue to bless your union. You all are a blessing to many. You're a blessing to us. And may God bless your marriage and your family for many, many, many years to come. Thank you all for joining us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas.
Have a great and a safe weekend, and we'll see you, God willing, right back here on Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com.